Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 22nd of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Born in Ireland to Ukrainian parents, Mr. Ryzak grew up on Dublin's south side.
Irish man presumed dead while fighting in Ukraine, and Bill Clinton takes to the stage to rally the troops for Kamala Harris. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, an Irish man is believed to have died while fighting in Ukraine. Alex Ryzak grew up in Dublin and joined the Ukrainian military soon after he turned 18. News Talk's James Wilson reports.
20-year-old Alex Ryzak was serving on the front line with the Ukrainian armed forces and was reportedly hit by a Russian shell. He is now officially missing and presumed dead. In a statement, the Department of Foreign Affairs said they were aware of the case and are providing consular assistance to his family.
South side.
Born in Ireland to Ukrainian parents, Mr. Ryzak grew up on Dublin's south side and was nicknamed the Irishman by his comrades.
In the US, Tim Walz has formally accepted the Democrats' vice presidential nomination at the party's national convention in Chicago. He thanked White House hopeful Kamala Harris for inviting him to be part of what he calls an incredible campaign. TV host Oprah Winfrey and former US President Bill Clinton also addressed supporters. Mr. Clinton says they can't see another election slip away, referring to his wife Hillary's loss to Donald Trump in 2016.
We got a pretty clear choice, it seems to me. Kamala Harris for the people. And the other guy who's proved he's about me, myself, and I. I know which one I like better for our country.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has held his first outdoor rally since last month's assassination attempt. Speaking from behind bulletproof glass, the Republican nominee for US president claimed the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East wouldn't have happened on his watch.
The world is on fire, and Kamala and Biden have marched us to the brink of World War III. That's what we're in.
Passengers on board a bus travelling from Dublin Airport to Tipperary may have been exposed to measles. An alert has been issued following a confirmed case in a passenger who flew into Dublin from Naples on Saturday morning. The HSE is advising all passengers on the bus or plane to be aware of symptoms for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Tina Gates has more.
The alert affects JJ Cavanagh bus number 717, which departed Dublin Airport for Clonmel at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It also affects Aer Lingus flight EI451, which left Naples for Dublin at 11:40 a.m. on Saturday morning. The HSE says any passenger who's pregnant, immunocompromised or under 12 months old should be brought to the attention of a GP or hospital for immediate advice, and other passengers should be alert for symptoms like a cough, sore eyes, high temperature or a rash. Ring ahead before attending any healthcare setting to let them know you're exposed, and don't make any further travel arrangements.
The National Women's Council says the only solution to the current childcare crisis is a public system. It's calling on the government to roll out a pilot childcare scheme. The organisation claims parents are being put under severe pressure as caregivers pull out of the government's current programme. Eilish Balfe from the National Women's Council says parents have tough decisions to make.
This month alone, we've been contacted by a number of parents saying that their providers are pulling out of the government's core funding scheme, and the providers are going to raise their fees by 20 to 40%. Parents are going to face some tough decisions whether to pay the fees or leave work. And in the vast majority of these cases, it's women that will make those tough decisions.
The government is being urged to increase supports for farmers in Budget 2025. The IFA says excessive costs mean more money needs to be invested in the sector. The Farm Survey report for last year shows the average farming family has an income of less than €20,000 per annum. Francie Gorman, the Irish Farmers Association president, says that's not workable.
There is no question that I think on a lot of farms, short-term cash flow is a huge issue. And a much smaller number of farms, I think, income and the actual viability of those farms is seriously challenged. The cost of doing business, reductions in support, the price of product has to manage to keep pace with the changes in those two areas. And I think it's having a detrimental effect on cash flow.
The government's launching a new swimming strategy for the country this morning. It follows hot on the heels of Team Ireland's success at the Paris Olympics. Interest in the sport is booming following the achievements of Olympic medalist Daniel Whiffen and Mona McSharry. The government's new plan, which will be unveiled at the National Aquatic Centre in Dublin, is expected to include a major funding announcement for both indoor and outdoor swimming. Thursday is the new Friday. That's the suggestion from HR experts after a new study from Dublin Chamber shows staff are coming into work 3 days a week, with flexible working allowing 2 days at home. Caroline Reedy from the HR suite says hybrid staff are largely preferring to take their home days on Mondays and Fridays, and that's having a knock-on effect that's here to stay.
For a lot of businesses like coffee shops, cafes, restaurants, that are suiting the office workers in town, where they're now changing their hours, and a lot of them we're seeing closing on a Monday or a Friday and condensing their staff to suit the fact that these patterns are a lot more prevalent and it looks like they're here to stay.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift has addressed an alleged terror plot at one of her gigs in Austria for the first time, saying she's grateful she's grieving concerts and not lives. The singer was supposed to perform in Vienna earlier this month, but her three shows were cancelled after police learned of plans to attack her fans. She posted on Instagram saying she's devastated and the events filled her with a new sense of fear. And in sport, in soccer, one of the biggest nights for Irish sides in Europe awaits tonight. Shamrock Rovers have made the trip to Greece for the first leg of their Europa League qualifier with PAOK. Kickoff is at 6:30. Rovers defender Lee Grace says his manager Stephen Bradley has done a fine job of motivating the players.
Yeah, I think at this level you have to believe in yourself as a squad, and he instills that in us. We're not just over here to make up the numbers, and he constantly says that we do have a right chance, and you do believe him, because I think we do as well. We have a great squad, fit squad now, thank God, with all the injuries kind of behind us, hopefully. And yeah, he does. He makes us believe, and we believe as players as well, and we just have to go out now and perform.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.